Caption: The areas around the Great Lakes are some of the snowiest in the United States. Lake Effect Snow. Imagine getting more than 200 inches of snow each year. That's more than 16 feet, 5 meters of snow. It happens all the time in Buffalo, New York. Buffalo's snow is an example of the water cycle at work. Buffalo is next to Lake Erie, a large body of water. Each summer, the sun shines on Lake Erie. The lake absorbs, or takes in, heat from the sun. In the winter, cold air from Canada blows across Lake Erie. As it flows over the warmer water, heat and moisture rise into the air. Big snow clouds form. When the clouds cross land, snow starts to fall. These heavy snow showers are called lake effect snow. Look at the map. What do you see? Lake effect snow usually falls east and southeast of the lakes. This is because winds in North America tend to blow from west to east. So they blow snow clouds east off the lakes. Lake effect snowstorms are famous around the Great Lakes, but they can happen anywhere that cold air flows over a large, warm body of water. For example, Great Salt Lake in Utah also has these snowstorms. So does Cape Cod in Massachusetts. There, the cold air flows across the Atlantic Ocean. It drops snow on the Cape when it hits land. Map: Lake Effect Snow Areas in North America. Map Labels: Canada, Hudson Bay, Gulf of St. Lawrence, Great Salt Lake, USA, the Great Lakes, Buffalo, Cape Cod, Long Island Sound, Chesapeake Bay.